Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Dan McNally, head coach for the Montana State Billings men's soccer team, as they get set for a couple of non-conference games on the road. They'll take on University of Mary this Friday and Rocky Mountain College, the first official game between MSUB and Rocky Mountain College. They did play an exhibition game earlier this season. Dan, talk a little bit about last week. Obviously, you brought in Northwest Nazarene. You guys are really riding high after three straight wins, including two on the road against GNAC foes. Ended up coming away with a 2-2 tie. I know, real disappointing for you.
Yeah, we were disappointed, but that's only because we played so well to start the game, and we were great for the first 50 minutes, got a 2-0 lead, and then I thought we should have just seen the game out and won comfortably, but they scored a great goal, and that really put us on our heels, and the momentum shifted in the game to them, and then the game was really open, and we had chances, they had chances, and it's just one of those things. I mean, I'm disappointed because I thought we should have won. However, I'm proud of the guys. We've gone six games now without losing, and we're in good shape.
Yeah, it was a real interesting game from the standpoint that in both halves you scored early. It didn't take long. I think you were about 5 minutes into the game when you got your first goal. And then the second half, I think you're like 50 seconds into it, just bang, bang. I mean, you know, you've done a good job of getting off to fast starts this season in the halves, and certainly, at least from that standpoint, there was no exception this weekend.
No, we did great, and scoring the goals early in the halves was good, but then we just stopped concentrating in the second half, and that's really disappointing. But we got to learn from these things, and there's no point dwelling on it. It's happened, it's been and gone, and now we just got to move forward and get ready for the next game.
You know, I think I have to take some credit for it. I'll be honest with you. And the minute I said it when I was on the air, I regretted it. You guys got the 2-0 lead. And I think I'm just paraphrasing here. I can't remember what I actually said, but I said, boy, it's hard to imagine us blowing this thing. And sure enough, they score. But I guess that's why it's a cliche, but that's why you play 90 minutes.
Yeah, that's the game's never over till the referee blows that final whistle and the 90 minutes are up. And you just got to keep playing. Soccer's a game of rhythm and momentum. And if when you have the momentum, everything's good. But 2-0 can be a dangerous score, because if the team gets that one goal back and they get back to 2-1, they have momentum, and then it's really dangerous. So it's just one of those things where we just got to get on with it.
All right, first part of the coach's show with Dan McNally, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's soccer team. We'll be back with the second part right after this.
Are you ready to get amped? AMP helps athletes get in the game and stay there. Our performance programs build strength, speed, and endurance. And if injuries do occur, our sports docs, the best in the region, are there to help athletes heal, regain their strength, and get back on the field. AMP, athletic, medicine, and performance. Check us out at ampmontana.com. AMP is a proud supporter of the Yellow Jackets.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Dan McNally, the head coach for the men's soccer team. Dan, we're not going to dwell too much more on it, but talking about this tie with Northwest Nazarene, you get out to the 2-0 lead. I mentioned it. I was so surprised they were able to come back and tie that thing up and then not scoring in overtime. But let me ask you this. Here I was surprised by it, and I was just maybe just a little bit too relaxed. I just got to throw this out at you. Is it possible that maybe the team relaxed a little bit with the 2-0 lead?
A little bit. I think that's part of it. I think because we scored so early in the second half, I think we kind of took our foot off the gas and kind of relaxed a little bit. But that's not an excuse. I mean, we're an experienced team. We know that Northwest Nazarene have good players and they can get back into the game. That's never been in question. I just think we just made some mental errors. And once they scored that first goal, though, the game was even. And so although, everyone's disappointed with a 2-2 tie, the bottom line is they had a chance to win that game in the last minute of regulation. And so it could have been a lot worse. But we got a tie, and we just move on. We're six games unbeaten, and we just take the positives.
Yeah, I should make note, atop the GNAC Conference with a 2-0-2 mark last time I looked. When you talk about mental errors, we throw that out kind of as a general term, but talk about the type of things that you're looking at. Talk about the type of mistakes you were making, particularly from a defensive standpoint, that allowed them to get back in.
Well, just the shape of the team. I mean, there's, when the ball's in certain areas, we have to be in certain places to defend, and it's important that the guys remain very solid together and they're connected and that they're all communicating together. And for whatever reason, against Northwest Nazarene in the second half, we didn't do that. And normally that is one of our strengths. We're very solid defensively. We don't concede many goals. But we weren't against Northwest Nazarene, and it cost us. So we got to learn from that.
Let me say, though, that pass by Jeremy DeHara in the for the first goal was just about as pretty as I've ever seen. I know you've watched a lot more soccer than me, so you could probably come up with 100 of them, but I just thought that was absolutely stunning, that pass to Sam Charles.
Well, Jeremy's having a great season. He's really playing very, very well right now, and it was a great goal and a great finish, and it should have set us on our way to a victory, but it didn't, and we just accept the tie.
Now you're taking some time off of GNAC play. You've got a couple of games this week, at the University of Mary, and then you actually just travel down the road to take on Rocky Mountain College. I know that every game's important to you, and I know you go into every game wanting to win it, but is it nice after, the intensity of the GNAC games to get a break from conference play?
It is, because, we play – this year we play 14 regional games, conference and regional NCAA games, and they are very intense and very stressful. So we're all kind of looking forward to playing Rocky, because although it's a local rivalry and we're all well up for the game, it isn't a regional game, it isn't an NCAA game, and I think it's important that we enjoy it, and that's how we're going to approach it. We'll take it very seriously. I think Rocky have done okay. They've got some decent players, but we've got to be ready for the challenge, and we will be.
Yeah, talking about University of Mary, too. Boy, they came down here, and that one was a little bit hairy. You guys win that one 2-1. But the University of Mary has a history of, matching up well against very good teams.
Oh, they're difficult to beat. They're very organized, and they work hard for each other. They've got a good team spirit, and it's really, really difficult place to play is at University of Mary. They play on their football field, and it's not a normal soccer field at all, so it's going to be difficult, but I just have a feeling, watching us practice so far this year, we're going to be really up for that game.
It's interesting. We talked, I think, long before the season started, about the fact that Rocky Mountain College was starting a soccer program. I think some people probably would have looked at it like, oh geez, there's more competition for recruiting than everyone else. But I know you were absolutely thrilled to see Richard Duffy start that program. You think it's great for collegiate soccer in the area?
Yeah, I mean, it's good for college soccer in Montana to have another men's program, and it raises the profile of men's soccer. And at the end of the day, I'm not concerned about recruiting, because I know what we have to offer, and I think people in the community know what MSUB men's soccer is all about, and I have no worries from that standpoint.
Really looking forward to getting this whole rivalry started and keeping it through the years with Rocky.
Yeah, I think we will play next year. We're going to probably play against them next year. Not twice, we'll only play them once. But the problem is, unfortunately, is that we have to play NCAA games, regional games, and Rocky's NAIA. So in reality, we have nothing to gain from this game, other than a win on our overall record. But in terms of qualifying for postseason, this is a nothing game for us. So I'd like to play them, because it's a local rivalry. I'm sure we'll get a good crowd. But at the end of the day, I have to make sure we're in position to qualify for postseason. So we'll see how it goes in the future.
And I got to believe that the addition of Simon Frazier, there's two NCAA games there, that probably has thrown a bit of a monkey wrench into it.
Definitely, because Simon Frazier's two big games for us, and we need to keep as many regional games as we can. So we'll see how it goes with Rocky. I'm sure it's going to be a good game. I'm sure this is their biggest game of the year. We're without question the best team they'll play all year. So that's difficult in a way, because I'm sure they'll raise their game to play us. So it'll be difficult, but I'm always confident in my team.
We'll wrap it up real quick with the third part of the Coach's Show with Dan McNally coming right up.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that T-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with 5 Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company, on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Talking with Dan McNally, head coach for the Montana State Billings men's soccer team. So Friday, you're at the University of Mary. Sunday, you're at Rocky Mountain College, 1 o'clock time in Bismarck coming up on Friday, and then 2:30 at Wendy's Field on the Rocky campus on Sunday. What are you really hoping? What are you kind of after last week? And, you know, I realize that by this time of the year, a lot of the stuff you've already put in is in. But what sort of things are you kind of trying to shore up this week?
Well, it's not shore up anything, although we are going to look to defend better this weekend than we did in the second half against Northwest Nazarene. But I want our attack to really get going again. We're not scoring quite as many goals as we did last year. We're missing chances, and I think it's important now in the home stretch of the season we really open it up going forward. And I've got a feeling watching Sam Charles practice this week and Jared Wisen and Chris Andre and Gary and Hollian that these four guys are really going to start scoring goals for us again. So I'm looking for us to score some goals this weekend.
You know, we alluded to it earlier. You're 7-2-2 overall, 2-0-2. You know, you want to win every game, but somebody tells you at the start of the year that's where you're going to be at, you probably could live with it.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, we've played a really difficult schedule, so to be 7-2-2, you know, the problem I have is that because we've done so well so quickly with this program that everyone expects the world from us. I mean, most teams would be delighted with a 7-2-2 record, but I get the sense that everyone's a little disappointed, but I'm not. I think we're playing great and we're working hard, and the guys are putting in 100% effort in every game, and I think if we keep doing the right things, we'll get our rewards at the end of the year.
Dan McNally, and you just came out with the new rankings, and tell us about that, because that's good news for MSUB.
Yeah, definitely. We're ranked number 6 in the region by the official NCAA coaches poll, and the top 4 teams go to the playoffs. So we've just got to move up 3 spots to the number 4 position, or 2 spots, and I think we can do it. We've got the schedule to do it. We've just got to win the big games. But I think it's important to realise that there's 26 teams, I believe, in the Far West region, in California, Washington, in Hawaii as well, and we're ranked the 6th out of 26 teams. So I think we're doing okay.
Dan McNally, best of luck to you this weekend, and looking forward to seeing you against Rocky.
Thanks very much, Kent.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.